today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But let's open the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 12th of Zilqada, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter A'raf, verse 31 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين.
O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid, and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, he likes not those who commit excess.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse addresses all the children of Adam, saying to them that they should take with themselves their clothing, with which they ornament themselves when they perform every prayer. It is narrated from Ibn Abbas, who has said, "Eat whatever you desire and wear whatever you like, but beware that the two qualities of extravagance and pride do not cause you to commit sin."
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode is extravagance in the view of Islam, and the continuation of today's special. The current economic world order has brought a degree of prosperity for some segments of the society in different parts of the globe. However, the damaging consequences of this order prevail over its productivity. It has produced a society which believes and practices a wasteful and extravagant lifestyle rather than a moderate and frugal life that is desired by our Creator from us. Living an extravagant life is contrary to the basic principles of Islam. In fact, it means showing ungratefulness to Allah for the bounties He bestowed upon us.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. Certainly, extravagance has got an economic interpretation. It means spending too much money on something quite useless, or spending that kind of money on that kind of commodity isn't that much essential or necessary. For example, we find that, extravagance, instances of extravagance is that, for example, eating too much or drinking too much, or, for example, doing some other things that are not necessary are instances of extravagance. And this kind of extravagance, as indicated and defined in almost all human context and situations, particularly economic context and situations, all of these indicate that they are against reaching human perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people, has created the whole nature, and has made the human being the most important or the most sublime of all his creatures, because we find that in the human being has been provided with the faculty of the intellect. And it's this faculty of the intellect that makes everybody reach the high status and high levels of knowledge, high levels of management, and building things and institutions that are relevant for our upbringing and our improvement.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
I told you that the topic of this episode is about extravagance. Now let's look at the social harms of israf. Israf is the equal word for extravagance. Wastage and extravagance causes a society is led to luxury and negative competence, and as a result, these factors causes a society's collapse and makes a society to be distanced from spiritual and ethical values and will be destroyed and devastated. Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, says, "The extravagant have three qualities. He eats more than required, he wears more than is suitable for him, and buys things needlessly." Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, "If you wear a formal dress where it is not required, it is extravagance." Brothers and sisters, let's look at tips to avoid extravagance. Ignoring opportunities to stock up. Unless you're strapped for space in your home, stocking up on non-perishable staples is a great way to save money on a regular basis. If you see a sale on products you buy regularly, get more and stock up your pantry. This is like the habit of not overpaying for convenience and speaks to how frugal-minded people are often thinking long-term, what they'll need in a month or two or six.
Another ayah talking about tabdhir, wastage. Israf is overdoing it. This is Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاتِزَ الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And when it comes to the issue of giving charity, you know, to those who are near to you in relationship, give them their dues, and those who are needy or stranded, traveler. And then he says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرُوا تَبْذِيرًا. And do not do تَبْذِير. تَبْذِير basically, do not be wasteful in the resources that I have given to you. Why? And this is very strong, you know, language that Allah is using, because he says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who do the wastage, they are actually fellows, brothers of the shaitans. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Whereas the chief of shayateen, the shaitan, the iblis, was ungrateful. Means he didn't use the potential and the ability that Allah has given to him in the right way. So even misusing the potential and the blessing that Allah has given is considered to be, israf and tabdhir. I think the words, when he uses the word ikhwanu shayateen, should be good enough for mu'mineen, you know, to refrain from this issue. We might think that only in, you know, eating and drinking and things like that. No. Even in a thing like wudu. You know, sometimes we think, to do the wudu properly, I must do it properly. Maybe three times. It was not done properly, then you do it again. Just to make sure. No. Actually, wuzu can be done with minimum water. Not even complete bottle of the water that we buy. In half of that. You only need one, scoop here for your face, one for your hands, both sides, and one for the other one. Masa you use with the remaining water on your fingers. And so even this issue is something, you know, we have to think about. Once the Prophet saw a companion of his by the name of Sa'd doing wudu, where he was using extra water. And the Prophet actually says to him, why are you wasting so much water? For Sa'd, this was surprise. And he says, is there israf even in doing wudu? And this is where the Prophet says, Naam wa in kunta ala nahrin jarin. Yes, there is israf even in doing wudu, even if you are by a running river. So even in the matters of wudu, which is important for us, or the ghusl, you know, we have to conserve water.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah. Crazy.
crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.